844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. David of California. Thanks for calling Western Money today. David of California.
Oh, morning, Matt. I'm glad you're raising the issue of Ukraine. It's almost too late to get in a crop this year up there. It's, you know, somewhat of a northern country, and the idea that they're basically the breadbasket of the world. What is it? Somewhere between 12% of the world's grains come from there per every year, and
right,
they can't
right.
get in a crop this year. It's intolerable that this has gone on this long, and the idea that basically the profiteers, and of course the Republicans are got to be seen as profiteers in this. They're the ones that are jacking up food prices. They're the ones creating starvation, and they're the ones pretending to be patriots by doing it. So one other aspect that I would raise, you know, Wisconsin's one of those states that's got the fake electors, and those fake electors, not one of them has resigned. And not one of them has apologized, and almost all of them are still in positions of power in the Republican Party. And I've been leaning on, say, for example, Chicago Board of Trade. If someone commits fraud and they don't get prosecuted, they basically are allowed to continue that fraud. And when you start looking at the business of the business of Wisconsin that goes through the Chicago Board of Trade, anybody that takes part in that fraud gets tainted. And when you start looking at the reputation of Wisconsin and the Republican Party of Wisconsin that have committed fraud, treason and fraud, and then gone out of their way to continue doing business as if it's normal, you know, they should be banned from any kind of business from the Chicago Board of Trade or the New York Stock Exchange or any other international markets. And it's basically an opportunity for the Democrats or third parties to basically crush the Republican Party. You know, the Republican Party that no longer believes in Abraham Lincoln, that no longer believes in united you stand, divided you fall. They no longer believe in equal justice under the law. They no longer believe in equal protection under the law. Why should the Republican Party have a corporate charter in America? They should be seen as a criminal operation, and basically that by crushing the Republican Party, we would get back to being able to deal with something like Ukraine, because the Republicans are obviously saboteurs in trying to resolve this. The starvation that's coming out of what's going on in the Ukraine, that farmers can't even get a crop in this year. Just amazing. And the idea that the Republicans are just gleeful about it, they should be, you know, banned as citizens of the United States. They should be seen as not only traitors, but as saboteurs.
You know, David, that is as profound and deep a comment as we've had in a long time. I really appreciate you making those comments. I'm going to respond. Obviously, when it comes to Republicans, to the extent we're talking about all Republicans, I think Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and probably Mitt Romney and others are what I would call, they're honest people. And I just, especially Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, I really appreciate their leadership on the January 6th committee. So we obviously aren't talking about all Republicans, but what you said is right on. First of all, on Ukraine, it is a little late, you know, Ukraine is fairly far north, you know, north of the Black Sea. It is late to put in a crop. And you're right about the grains, barley, wheat, sunflower oil, and other things. They are the breadbasket, right? A very meaningful percentage of the world's grains, and people are facing starvation. Vladimir Putin is a genocidal sadist. He smirks. and he's blocking their ports so that they can't export what they have. And that grain, you know, spoils after a while. I think they can keep it 3 months or something. Some of it he's stealing. He's stealing, and then he's selling it himself and not to poor people. And he's smirking and saying, well, you know, you, Somali, and every, if you don't want to starve, work on the United States. You know, I have a gun to your head, so I'll pull it if the United States doesn't let us torture Ukraine. And you're absolutely right that the Republicans, Biden's a wartime president, are stabbing him in the back, shooting at him. Absolutely right, everything you just said. I really appreciate it. And then what you said about fraud, and if you don't prosecute it, it perpetuates itself, is a very profound and true statement. I'll give you an example. There's a guy named Robert Spindell here in Wisconsin. He was one of the fake electors. Not only has he not been prosecuted, but he's on our Wisconsin Election Commission. He was a candidate for the chairmanship of it right now. And if it went to a different guy, Don Millis, that just was announced over the weekend, a recent appointee. But the gall of a guy to go, I'm a fake elector, breaking the law, and he hasn't been prosecuted. Merrick Garland isn't prosecuting him. The state attorney general isn't prosecuting him. And then he goes, I want to be chairman of the commission where I basically committed the fraud. And David, we have 3 of our 7 Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin who voted with Trump to overturn Biden's election and give it to Trump. 3 out of the 7. 3 out of the 7. And here are a couple of other fake electors who weren't prosecuted. Andrew Hitt, H-I-T-T, he's a former chairman of the Republican Party out here. Goes off scot-free. And Kelly Rue, R-U-H. Kelly Rue. She is the chairperson of the 8th Congressional District Republican Party. That's up in the Green Bay area. And she was an elected official in Brown County, in a town in Brown County. And she's still roaming around. I think people should listen to what David said, because if this were done in a business context, the SEC or the Chicago Board of Trade or other people would absolutely discipline and remove and refer for prosecution, because the SEC does not prosecute themselves. They refer to the Justice Department. They would prosecute. But in politics, we think, oh, well, it's politics. No, it's not politics. This is fraud. This is fraud. It's not just politics. This is fraud. With the 3 Supreme Court justices, one of them, Pat Rogensack, is not running for re-election. She's up in April. There's some candidates. We have an exceptionally strong candidate, Judge Janet Protasiewicz of Milwaukee, who Rebecca Dowd is supporting. I'm supporting a lot of other people. I think it'd be great on there to stand up to the attempt to steal it. So basically, in the political system, is slowly mending itself, but it should have been done with criminal prosecution. David, thank you for your very, very fine comments. Going back to the lines, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Bill of Shorewood?
The Congressional Budget Office issued a report on Friday about the U.S. budget deficit. Now, this is in the weeds, obviously, but it should be recognized that the budget deficit is falling very fast. As you know, it was very high because of the pandemic relief programs, unemployment compensation, the Small Business Administration grants, and the coronavirus relief fund gave us a $21 trillion deficit in the first 8 months of 2021. Remember, the fiscal year starts in October, so $2.1 trillion in 2021. So far in 2022, the comparable period is 1/5 of that amount, $423 billion. So as the pandemic relief funding is being wound down, the budget deficit is falling very, very fast. So people that criticize the spending should be forced to answer the following question. What would you have done in 2021? Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, those are very, very good comments. Very, very, very good economic comments. And let me boil down the message for people out there. The budget deficit is for the budget, the national debt, and that translates into the national debt, is the increase is falling dramatically under Biden. Now, both under Biden and Trump, when the pandemic hit, there was emergency spending needed, or our country would have fallen apart. You can't have everybody in the country not getting paid and every business closed down. So there were extraordinary expenditures in the trillions of dollars voted on by Democrats and Republicans, pushed through by Trump and by Biden, to basically keep paychecks in people's pockets, keep restaurants in business, even on a takeout basis, because there was no vaccine at the time. Nobody knew what was going to happen. Now, Bill of Shorewood's point is that the Congressional Budget Office just released the data. Instead of 2-point-some-odd trillion, it's down to 400 billion and falling. The budget deficit and the national debt increase is falling dramatically under Biden because there is less pandemic spending. Now, let me tell you something else that will surprise you. Even without the pandemic, Donald Trump in his 4 years as president added $7 trillion to the national debt. He took it from $21 trillion to $28 trillion, Donald Trump. And for most of his presidency, there was no pandemic. There was his tax cut. There were a number of other things. He does not know how to handle money. The Republican Party in the state doesn't know how to handle money. They can't be trusted with money. Burning money on Gableman, turning down train money, turning down Medicare money. A Republican cannot be trusted with money. Biden's bringing the deficit way down. Trump added a third of the national debt in 4 years. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.